This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. Earlier this year, the R&B singer R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison for crimes ranging from the sexual exploitation of a child to sex trafficking. Closing arguments are scheduled today in Chicago's federal court, where he faces charges of child pornography and obstruction of justice. R. Kelly's music ranges from wholesome to sexually explicit. At the height of his popularity, Kelly provided the soundtrack to backyard barbecues, weddings, and even church services. While his crimes against women and girls have been well documented, his catalog remains available on streaming platforms and people are listening. WBEZ's Sienna Greaves spoke with ethnomusicologist Stephanie Shokanon about separating the art from the artist.
Ethnomusicology is a study of music. It looks at music as a social power, how it reflects and inflects individuals and society at large. Talk a little bit about how those elements come into play in the case of R. Kelly.
Sure. So as an ethnomusicologist, we look at music as a part of the ways in which we create, the ways in which we tell our stories, the ways in which we react to the world around us. So it is a very integral part of who we are. And here I'm talking mostly about Black music, which is what I study. And so when we think about R. Kelly, we think about how we have enjoyed that music, how it has featured in at different moments in our upbringing, in our rites of passage. It is music that is connected with the ways in which we have come to this moment in 2022 as a community that is fully open to conversations around how we protect ourselves, how we lift ourselves up. That's how we see this music in this moment.
What does it mean to divest from a musician when their art is a part of these intimate cultural moments?
I've often heard that question posed as a question around canceling the music or canceling the artist. And I'd like us to move away from that kind of language. You didn't use that language, so I really appreciate that. It's not a canceling. It is a coming to terms with what we can, how we can cope and how we can grow and how we can be a full, healthy community. Understands that Black women have been through a lot, and therefore it is our responsibility as a whole community, not just Black women, but other parts of the community, as well as other parts of the United States and fandom elsewhere, to think about what this music means when we listen to it. And so we're not canceling his music, we're simply overcoming his music. And I think the time has come now in 2022 when we can be much more honest with each other and much more reflective of what these kinds of traumas mean and what are the implications and the ramifications for that trauma.
Black folks do have a very strong connection with celebrity. You know, they feel very connected to the artists who come out of their community. Where does that come from?
Black people love music. It is part of who we are. You know, we have music everywhere, from naming ceremonies to weddings to reunions. And that's not just in the U.S. This is diaspora wide. You know, Black people all over the world take music very seriously. I'm always thankful that my ethnomusicology background is connected to folklore. So my degree is actually folklore and ethnomusicology, which means that we think about music as part of the folk. It is the folk who make the music. So I know we're talking here about celebrities. We're talking here about big R&B pop stars. But at the end of the day, they are part of the folk. They are creating music that in some way connects us to our histories, to our stories. And so when there's an artist that really is able to capture us, we love it.
I wonder, does this come up in your interactions with your students? You know, what is the current cultural standing of R. Kelly?
You know, what I love about this generation of students is that they are asking the big questions. And so this conversation is not difficult for students in this generation. This generation want a healthy culture. And so the conversations these days about R. Kelly are about, you know, how can we make sure that young Black women feel valued, feel affirmed, and feel lifted.
Stephanie Shunakon is an ethnomusicologist and the Dean of the School of Arts and Humanities at University of Maryland College Park. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you very much.